Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Fixed bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at these headlines. Government demands father demolish cardboard fort he built for his kids, but they'll let the foreign banks rob trillions, let the illegals run around above the law. It's all about henpecking law-abiding citizens. Tom in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, and thank you. Bless you, Alex. We enjoy listening to your show. I'll make it quick because I know you're off the air, but I think Jerry hit the point on the head, and I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg as far as Fukushima goes. It would only, you know, the nuclear reactors here aren't even guarded, so it would only take a couple of bombs. They have all these underground bunkers built, so that, you know, you don't need a war. Just let the radiation take care of the people. And, you know, I try and talk to our friends about your show and listening to it, and they react like Barney Fife in Mayberry. They think the government's going to take care of them, and nothing's going to be happening.
And, well, they think knowing about it is work. No, it's fun to fight tyranny. It's fun to be informed. These people are not alive. I mean, it's scary.
It is, and it's like, you know, that they don't even realize. Well, and I think some of it is like Jerry said, you've got so much going on TV, and so many, who needs 450 TV channels to watch that takes the mind off of it? They're worrying about getting just from paycheck to feed their family, so the government's manipulated it to a point that they're controlling it already. They have been.
That's it. Now the taxes are so high, they're saying, turn your guns in, and we'll say forget your taxes.
And the other thing that was surprising to me is, you know, they've got CERN, from what I heard, up and going. And the last blood moon is in September. And I heard one of the scientists talking, and she said, well, it would be about a year before they could find out anything, or it could be in September. So I'm actually wondering if we even have to worry about the election, the next election. If
well, we know the elites are obsessed with astrology and astrophysics, which grew out of astrology. And, I mean, whether it's real or not, they're obsessed with it. And I've never heard of so many lunar eclipses. I mean, it seems like every week I wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, look out the window, there's some giant red moon out the window. I mean, I never seen anything like it in my life. It's getting crazy. So we'll follow all that. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Tom. Jason in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering, was there ever a bulletin or a recall or any type of formal explanation given by Mercedes-Benz for Michael Hastings' assassination?
Nope. I mean, he said, I'm being chased by a special federal unit. I'm running for my life, told friends and family. They blew his car up, and then I know folks, but Biggs was really good friends with him. Went to the funeral. The wife was all freaked out. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to stop him. And then she goes on TV and says, his car was on fire. He's loving. I love the government. And, of course, she worked for the National Security Council as one of only two assistants in the actual council rooms. And, folks, the National Security Council runs the show. It is the top of the pyramid. And General Jones, when he ran it, said, I take my daily orders from Henry Kissinger. So, I mean, clearly Hastings was some type of commando, and his wife is a spook as well, if you ask me. What do you think?
Well, I do. I think it's an atrocity what happened to him and others like him, like Gary Webb and Aaron Schwartz. But why is it, if I owned a Mercedes-Benz, I'd like to know, this car just happens to explode and fly down the street.
I mean, well, it's a flying carpet. No, I agree. Exactly. Yeah, we never heard why that car, I mean, if a Chevy blew up like that, it'd be a recall. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look at the Pintos in the 70s. So, you know, like I said, if I owned a Benz, I'd really want to know. I'd be like, you know what? I want to get rid of this car now, ASAP. So Benz and all these other companies like GE is with the Mark reactors in Fukushima, they're all complicit in this fascist operation.
I agree with you. I apologize to Rod and Mary. If you want to call back tomorrow and tell John, hey, I was left on hold the other day. Whenever you can get back in, well, you'll go to the head of the line. We're out of time. Thanks for putting up with me, folks. I'm just a watcher on the wall, screaming bloody murder. Don't claim I get it all right or have all the answers, but we all know things are getting crazy. So you Don't be perfect either. Just ring the alarm, warn people, shake the public out of their trance. Don't get too mad at them. These are victims of mind control. Feel sorry for them. Pray for them.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the seat you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866. A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, already the eighth day of April 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, broadcasting worldwide. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We have the gentleman that heads up the Fukushima report, Fukushima update report, Jerry Peterman, joining us. He stays on top of it. Probably unlike anybody else out there. And we've got these new reports out of the Oceanographic Institution at Woods Hole. That's basically NOAA. Seaborne radiation now slamming at intense levels into the West Coast. But they're basically whitewashing it. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores. That's out of the journal Statesman and other publications. USA Today, and others. We're going to be going over that in the third hour. We'll also look at this report out of the LA Times, of all places. NASA says we'll find alien life in 10 to 20 years. And, of course, Stephen Hawking says, what are you doing sending these transmissions out to deep space, telling everybody where we're at? Who knows what's really out there? Or is this all just a hologram? So we're going to be breaking that report down. Democrats say IRS can pay gun owners to turn in their guns. We're going to get into the South Carolina officer charged with murder of Walter Scott as he executes him, shooting him in the back and then planting a taser on him and putting out the false report that he'd gone for his taser. The entire frame-up caught on video. And that's why they're trying to pass laws all over the country that you can't videotape the police or anybody else. I think things like this are good. This will run corrupt officers out. Also, people that just want to kill. It's well known about 10% of the military get in just because they want to kill people, not because of family or because they want to serve the country or because they want a better way of life and scholarships. What about 10% getting? Because I want to kill people in cold blood. And in my experience, and the statistics show this, we should do a whole report on it because people like George Soros are trying to exacerbate this problem and create a race war and an anti-police operation, which then they can federalize out of the crisis. But the statistics came out just a few months ago that you're twice as likely to be shot by police statistically, not just because of the numbers, but per capita, per 100 whites, 100 blacks, 100 Hispanics, you're more likely to be shot if you're white or Hispanic. Those numbers are about the same than if you're black. And, of course, the real reason for that is not good. Cops try to stay out of the really dangerous black neighborhoods. They don't respond, and they don't really go in head first because they don't want to be politically blamed or indicted or set up. And so they basically slow call the dangerous inner city areas like South Chicago, and then they disintegrate into total hell. And of course, most of the cops in the south side of Chicago on record are black. They act just like white cops. They don't show up very quick because they don't want to be blamed with shooting somebody for a racial reason. This cop who shot this black guy in the back because he was running away had what I would call basically hunter fever. In most cases, that's what it is. They just can't stand that somebody's running away from them. Instead of chasing them down or calling a helicopter, it was in a major city that had multiple helicopters. I mean, they have the person's car. You're going to get them. He killed them. And then when, oops, what did I do? Better plant a taser on him, claiming he took it. So we'll be breaking that down coming up at the bottom of the hour. And that ties into the other black male a few years ago, remember, out in California. In San Francisco, on the dark train, wasn't even part of the altercation. They pull everybody off the train, line them up, they're searching everybody like it's the Soviet Union, put the guy in handcuffs, and the cop just pulls a gun out, shoots him right in the back cold-bloodedly, and they make it up and say he tried to take his gun away. And you see the cops on video grabbing everybody's cell phones, but somebody in another train had stopped, videotaped it, and the train, like a movie, rolls away right as the cops turn towards that train and figure out, oh, wait a minute, there might be cameras on there. Now they're moving with Apple and with Samsung and others, Droid, you name it, where there's kill switches in the last 3 years on all the new phones. And these are now in the threat fusion centers. The average cops haven't been getting access to it yet, but they will, where you hit a button and on a street level or a grid level or part of a city or a whole city or a whole state, all the phones stop working entirely or the camera functions turn off. I told you about that 10 years ago. It's now in the news last year and this year because they're rolling out with it operationally at the Homeland Security level. And that's the problem with what they called for in the New York Times yesterday, what they called for in MIT Magazine yesterday, and what BMW called for yesterday, is the fact that when you cut humans out of driving cars or you cut humans out of flying planes as the answer to kamikaze pilots, but it's a basically non-existent problem in the history of air travel. Maybe once or twice it's happened where somebody tries to kill their passengers deliberately. The answer isn't find out why he did it, why he was on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Prozac clash, like every other person who does something screwball seems to be. The answer is get rid of pilots entirely. Who stops hackers? Who stops rogue government people? Who stops people in the system instead of hijacking one jet and crashing it? Now when you centralize things, you can hijack all the jets and crash them. What if aliens show up with advanced technology and know how to instantly hack all of our computers? What they can do with all these smart meters and Trojan horses built and everything. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. Just start thinking about how you put an armored cockpit door in, and now it lets a crazy co-pilot kill everybody. One security fix causes a whole other string of problems. That's why the answer is an open, free, swashbuckling frontier economy that goes into space. That's what empowers humans. Every philosopher's known it. In fact, it was even on a fortune cookie the other day. I think I shaved it. They were basically quoting Victor Hugo, the French philosopher and statesman, that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And it's absolutely true. I put it in my wallet, but I can't find it. That we want to build a world that challenges humans. I remember 15, 16 years ago, they began banning dodgeball. And I said they will now ban wrestling, touching, hugging, shaking hands. Then they'll start trying to restrict contact sports. And now, coast to coast, in most school systems, there is no dodgeball, then there's no tag, there's no touch football, and now there's no running at recess. I see that article every week, where a new school district announces no one can run at recess in the playground from elementary up, and no one can touch. And that's the new socialist thing that parents are telling their children, even if they're not fighting. They say you can't hug each other or touch each other in their homes. It's all prisoner training, dehumanization training. The fake feminism, all of it is about breaking up the human community. It's so simple. It's so crystal clear. We have to empower humanity. We have to believe in humanity. We have to see how amazing humanity is to then reach for the stars. But if you tell people they're crud and they're ugly and they're bad all day, unless you conform to the system, the only way you're beautiful is to work in the system and to comply with the system, and then you can be held up as an example of something good. That's what collectivism and statism is all about. And it kills the individual. It kills free will. It kills understanding that you're alive only once and part of this amazing experience and this incredible destiny, and that we're all interconnected. They've trained the public to be so self-serving, so narcissistic, so envious, so jealous, that they think if they stand up for their fellow man or do anything or stick their head up above the grass or stand up for any issue that they're weak, they're a loser, that you get ahead by screwing everyone over, that you get ahead by being a manipulative liar, that you get ahead by being a piece of garbage. You can only do that for a time. Like cancer going through the body, if cancer had a consciousness, it would believe it was dominant. It would believe it was powerful for a season, up 6 months, a year, 2 years, racing through the body. Who could stand against it until it finally kills the host? And I don't watch a lot of television, but when I had surgery last week, I ended up staying home a lot. And so I would sleep some during the day and stay up at night. I probably watched 6-7 episodes of House of Cards the first season. I like the lead actor. He's a great actor. But the whole thing's a very sick message of Malthusian social Darwinism, injustifies the means, Machiavelli. And that's the overall message. It's very sick. It's a psychic virus. And people sit there who are powerless and believe acting like a sociopath or a psychopath is going to give them power. It's not going to give your seed power. It's not going to give your progeny power. And it's not going to give you power. You could have been a psychopath 50 years ago or 10 years ago and gotten power out of it for a time. We're now coming to the carrying capacity of sociopaths, psychopaths, narcissists, borderline personality disorder people on this planet who have been living off the goodwill of the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to look at the military. militarization of police in this country and go back to the Phoenix Project that was partially declassified in the 80s that was carried out in Vietnam. And the Phoenix Project is a precursor to the operations carried out by basically above special forces groups here inside the United States and worldwide. And yes, the major groups, because they're even larger than the special forces groups that are known of, are basically above special forces. And they're beyond the contractors as well. And more of that shadow government army is becoming public. But I want to break down the shadow assassin army with an excellent John Bowen report that I'll augment with some other intel, tying it into the Phoenix program and Senator Kerry, not John Kerry, the other senator, who was involved in the Phoenix Project. So that is all coming up. Torture, assassinations, you name it. That's why one of the former top Cuban exiles, anti-communist, went public last week and said, I'm worried about Jade Helm. I saw the footage here in Florida. That's training to round us up. But I told the crew and I told the listeners, part of Jade Helm will then be announced, this big, now 10-state, it was 7-state, then 8-state, this 10-state operation will be announced, and they'll have dirty bomb and decontamination for chemical attacks on the news that's totally legitimate out of the Department of Ordnance Disposal of the Army. Because it's not my first rodeo. Every time we catch Delta Force doing takeover drills of the city of San Antonio or Kingsville or Houston or doing it in East St. Louis, or then they'll have a report the next week. Look, the Army was out helping firefighters deal with a dirty bomb. Sure enough, they announced yesterday that Jade Helm's a bunch of dirty bomb drills. I mean, they run the same plays to brainwash the public over and over again. So that's coming up in the next segment. There is just an over-the-top headline on drudgereport.com. It's also on Infowars.com, but you can't miss it on drudgereport.com. Cheney, Obama wants to take America down. Such a stunning headline, I can't even read it correctly. Cheney, Obama wants to take America down. Well, that's actually true. And everybody knows I'm not a fan of Dick Cheney and his Patriot Act and his police state and his drug war, but the Daily Caller has the headline. And there's video of this. We need to get that video. I want to play it coming up in the next segment. Cheney, President Obama wants to take America down. He told the Hugh Hewitt Show Tuesday night, former Vice President Dick Cheney said that President Obama's actions on the world stage exemplify a president who wants to take America down. Regardless of what you think of Dick Cheney, that's a true statement. Obama really is, and this is a blind spot I had. I thought Obama would be a fake globalist liberal, and I thought that he really was just an establishment insider who wanted to bankrupt the middle class and consolidate power but still keep the American empire going. He actually is phasing us into the fall of the American empire with this Chinese investment bank and this trilateral acceleration and transferring the power to the UN and NATO. That's why he became the first U.S. president to head the Global Security Council, which violates Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. Remember, they had all these top globalists like Henry Kissinger at that event a few years ago when he became the head of the Security Council, because it violates the law. You can't have the president chair the most powerful position, more powerful than the head of the UN, more powerful than Boutros Ghali and Ban Ki-moon and, you know, all the other UN heads that we've seen as the secretary generals. Unprecedented. So when we come back, we've got that video of Dick Cheney. Says Obama wants to take America down. That's actually true. Dick Cheney, for all the horrible things he did, never tried to overthrow Egypt and put the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. Dick Cheney didn't come after our guns. Dick Cheney came after our borders. He came after our sovereignty, the North American Union. I mean, he followed the whole program that Obama's following, but under Obama, it is really accelerated. And that's saying a lot, that as bad as Bush and Cheney were, now Cheney is saying Obama wants to take America down. It's just so strange there's something truthful out of Dick Cheney's mouth. So that's coming up as well. And then we've got huge war news, obviously. This is huge out of AFP. U.S. Aerospace Command moving their comm centers here back into bunkers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Powered by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. At least that's where I stand. That's what I'm powered by the grace of God. And coming up behind that, all the liberty lovers throughout history, the Renaissance men and women that don't want to be slaves, folks like George Washington, who is in our control room, hanging on the banner in the center of things. We can cut back over there for TV viewers. And we are fighting the antithesis of people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson when we discuss Obama, who is becoming more and more a dictator in everything he does. And then, of course, the powers that be want that. So the next puppet president they buy for several billion dollars, whether they be Democrat or Republican, we'll have the power to let the global bureaucracy and corporations loot this country at an even faster rate. Speaking of Dick Cheney coming out saying President Obama wants to take America down, Yeah, Dick Cheney wanted to suck off of America and build a Pax Americana global empire based on America. That's what the neocons want. They wrote about it in Project for New American Century, April of 2000, 40-something page report written by Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush. But when you look at Obama's world plan, I used to disagree with Dinesh D'Souza and others that Obama was an anti-colonialist and so just hated America. Why would the globalists put him in power? But he sees the middle class as colonialist. He sees anybody, Africans with a nice car or a house or a good farm or as doctors or progress as competition against them. They see human activity and liberty and prosperity as a threat against their hegemonic takeover. So there is a difference between the neocons and Obama, even though Obama's cabinet's full of neocons. The ideology of the anti-human left, the eugenical left, really is powering and driving things and animating things in this cultureless wasteland that's globalism. The socialist, leftist, communist culture used to take over societies like a disease even threatens the establishment itself. Continuing here, here's the big news. Again, the Dick Cheney clip saying Obama wants to take America down.
Mr. Vice President, or does he have a far-reaching vision that only he entertains of a realigned Middle East that somehow it all works out in the end?
I don't know, Hugh. I vacillate between the various theories I've heard, but you know, if you had somebody as president who wanted to take America down, who wanted to fundamentally weaken our position in the world, reduce our capacity to influence events, turn our back on our allies, and encourage our adversaries, it would look exactly like what Barack Obama is doing. I think his actions are constituted, in my mind, those of the worst president we've ever had.
I really don't like that clip because it really freaks me out to hear Dick Cheney telling the truth. And it just, I have a real problem with it. But it is the truth. Barack Obama is the worst president this country has ever had. Obamacare, ending our sovereignty, open borders, coming after the guns, federalizing what our kids eat. I mean, what planet did I wake up on here? And then, this is just part of the military news today, the deteriorating situation. U.S. Aerospace Command moving comms gear back to Cold War bunker, AFP. And, of course, we told you last week with Joel Skousen, who's got a lot of high-level contacts, so do we, the elites are going back into the bunkers. They're building new ones. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off while telling us there's no problem. French news agency, the U.S. military command that scans North American skies for enemy missiles and aircraft plans to move its communications gear to a Cold War-era mountain bunker. Officer said, the ship to Cheyenne Mountain Base in Colorado is designed to safeguard the command's sensitive sensors and servers from a potential electromagnetic EMP pulse attack, military officer said. They never moved anything out of there. They got a whole bunch of bases, SIDAR, you name it, submarine bases, space bases. I mean, give me a break. The Pentagon last week announced $700 million contract with Raytheon Corporation to oversee the work of North American Aerospace Command, NORAD, and the U.S. Northern Command. And they go on to have the head of Northern Command say, because of the very nature of the way Cheyenne Mountain is built, it's EMP hardened. And they go on to say, we're doing this because of EMP threat. Read the full article. We have it linked on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Japan's launching new giant aircraft carriers. Japan's got nukes. Told you that a long time ago. They even had explosions in Tokyo and, you know, caught the guys in their building. Remember that about 14 years ago? And it was all a bunch of old men, old World War II vets and people that were seen as expendable. You can tell those old-timers, go in there and work on this stuff. Those Japanese are just something else, folks. And they're gearing up for war with China. New defense rules would give Japan new powers to aid U.S. military. So we've got all of that. U.S. to speed up delivery of weapons to Saudi-led forces. That's out of the Washington Post. This is out of Fox News for the Shiite-Sunni civil war raging in Yemen with the Chinese military pulling its people out in the last week. Meanwhile, Iran's deployed warships off Yemen's coast. Saudi Arabia and several Arab allies have imposed an air and naval blockade on Yemen. This is Reuters. This is escalating real fast. The Russians have come out and said they didn't carry out White House computer hack. Their government officials say this has become a sport to blame Russia. You know, I don't just believe Russia and everything they say, but I've told you most of these latest hacks of Sony, you name it, are inside jobs just to pass a bunch of legislation to restrict the Internet. And that's why you're hearing about Internet kill switches and censorship now, because they're making their move. Now, I want to get to the video. Again, if you're a radio listener, I'll go through it play by play. If you're a radio listener, you can also on your Droid or iPhone or home computer, whatever the case is, Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. The daytime radio show is not subscription. It's the nightly news that is. And that's only 15 cents a day. 20 people can use it. That's just to pay for the bandwidth, the cameras, and the reporters. And it does that. So as it becomes self-sufficient, we're moving towards a day when it will be free. Might not be a year, might not be 2 years, but that's where we're going. As bandwidth prices lower, we go from one $5.95 membership, one person can use, to 20. But if you don't have a membership for $5.95 a month or a yearly membership, and it's like 3 months off that price, you should go to prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And all you do is sign up and create a username and passcode that's original to the site so you can share the username with your friends and family. And then if one day you go to watch the nightly news at 7 o'clock, that's really excellent, powerful, and hard-hitting and breaks a lot of news and amazing in-depth interviews. Sometimes it's like 8 hours long. It's always 30 minutes, but sometimes it's, most nights it's an hour or longer. But we're having to tailor it as soon as I get up off my butt. We got all these cable stations, TV stations ready to launch it. Some have already started picking it up. We're very close to that. Things like hernias and family issues and other operations we're running, you know, get in the way of that. But this embryonic system is at the next launch level. We're going through the birthing pains of that right now. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. But you just go there, become a member, PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about 60 seconds to sign up. It's as easy as buying a movie ticket online. And then you create a username you can share with friends and family. And if you try to go watch it at 7 o'clock and 20 people have logged in and you're blocked, well, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Get another membership for $5.95. This is where it's at. And so we have our own platform that's harder for them to censor and shut down. And it also funds the operation. So I want to thank you all that are members, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I want to talk about something really life-changing and miraculous here in a moment. And then when we come back from this little piece we're about to air, we're going to get into South Carolina officer is charged with the murder of Walter Scott and how that ties into the militarization of police and how that ties into police state America is kidnapping your pets, demanding money, or killing them if you don't. We're going to tie that into DEA official says agency's mass surveillance program before 9/11 served as blueprint for the NSA since 1947. They've tracked billions of calls every year, essentially every phone call, without a warrant to, quote, find out who's dealing drugs. Give me a break. The drug dealers created the National Security Act and the DEA. I've interviewed the soldiers, the Marines. It's been on the news, BBC, Fox News, CNN. They have to hide it in plain view now. That, oh, our troops help grow the opium, and then it's loaded on C-130s, and we don't know where it goes. It goes to Europe. It goes to Russia. It goes to Asia. It goes to this country. So your children, your wives, your husbands end up on it. And then they got the nerve to have snacks, is what they call it. And to sit there and feed on you and your family when you're dumb enough to use it. That's how slavery's been legalized again, is the drug war. And there's a lot of angles to attack the drug war, but the biggest one is the truth. It is a globalist run operation with over $1 trillion a year, $500 billion of it, the North American market, of narcotics alone. And the same big families and companies that push Prozac on everybody and Ritalin and all these other garbage drugs are the ones pushing the illegal drugs. And people think the drug culture is cool. It's not cool. It's dirty. It's pathetic. It's a joke. Don't use drugs, kids. Don't give money to the Federal Reserve, who's been caught hundreds of times laundering the money and doesn't get in trouble. Don't give money to Warren Buffett, whose banks have been caught laundering hundreds of billions. Don't give them any money. I hate them. And don't give McDonald's any money or Monsanto any money or any of these people. Stop it. Tell me why to break their back. Excuse me. That's why the DARE program doubled drug use. Look it up. Suicide prevention programs doubled or tripled suicide. Nightline did reports on that in 2003. You go teach 10 and 11-year-old girls how to strangle themselves with shoelaces? They never thought of that. They're going to go do it. Then the answer is psychologically screen everybody and drug everyone with drugs that make you kill yourself. It's a plan. And I'm angry. I'm not a slave. I've broken the conditioning. It doesn't work on me. I'm primitive. I'm real. I know the enemy. And if we can have this spirit of normal humanity spread, it's over for the globalist. Break the conditioning now. Excuse me. Now, we're launching the Alex Pack Challenge. That's different from the great longevity Alex Pack. That's the three key products at InfoWarsHealth.com that you can get discounted and get free shipping and 30% off on that, the Alex Pack. This is the Alex Challenge Pack. Three products. Three products we're announcing today. Free shipping. We had it on everything last week. Now it's just on the Alex Challenge Pack at InfoWarsLife.com. The X2 Nascent Iodine, the Super Male or Super Female Vitality, and the Oxy Powder. Free shipping on the already discounted three products together. All I know is you take all these together, dramatic results. I've gone from $279 down to, it's like $225 now. And if I could just lose that last 25 pounds. I lost 6.5 pounds, roughly, in the last 45 days before my surgery. I haven't even gained weight since I had the surgery last week. I haven't exercised until this morning. Did some light walking. And it's just been dramatic. So we're launching this special. It's going to run for a couple weeks. It is the Alex Challenge Pack at InfoWarsLife.com. And you can get free shipping on the Oxy Power to flush out your guts, the iodine to block the estrogen mimickers, clean out the thyroid. It just supercharges, detoxes. Consult your physician, though, because it's the real deal. I mean, you're going to feel it. You might have a detox in 15 days. I know I did. And then you add the Super Male Vitality to that, or Super Female if you're a woman, and it'll blow you away. The Alex Challenge Pack, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. If you're not a TV viewer, you should go to your smartphone or droid right now. But I'm going to actually have this uploaded to YouTube in the next hour so I can post on the site so folks can see it, and also post to YouTube just with the promo by itself on the Alex Pack, Alex Challenge Pack special page so people can see the results of when I weighed 180 pounds and could do 40 pull-ups and bench press 350 pounds and squat 600 pounds naturally when I was 22 and quit working out versus the job of the hut I became. And then now 60-plus pounds off of me, another 20 to go. I gained 98 succulent pounds. I was so depressed fighting the globalists, thought I'd be killed any minute, just stopped caring. Let's go to this piece right now. My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world and install a corporate fascist state. I had read their own books, discovered their own documents, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalist. I transformed my body from the beautiful gift that God gave me into something more akin to Jabba the Hutt. It became an internet joke. But now I've started the transformation back, getting my body, my temple, in shape. And I'm about to tell you how I did it. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw incredible results in just a few weeks. The problem was, though, I'd never been a vitamin and mineral and supplement taker before, so I kept forgetting to do it. So after I'd lost over 60 pounds, just a month and a half ago, I asked the crew to take a photo of me in the same lighting to see what I could do in just a month and a half. This is what happened in just 45 days. We took this photo back there in the back office, and I'd already lost a lot of weight. I lost another 6 pounds with the Oxy powder and the other products, InfoWarsLife.com. And this photo was just taken a few days ago. And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Super Male has the key concentrated natural compounds that my body needed to go to the next level. Today is the day to take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge and to secure your bottle of Super Male or Super Female Vitality. We've got to get our temple straight before we can go out and fight the globalists. And that's what these products have helped me do. Check them out today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139. And you also then fund our operation. And that's kind of a typo when I cut that video last week, because I say 235 pounds. I was about 229 by then. I was saying my old weight, actually before I lost the other 6 pounds, but the photos are clear. Just taking 3 or 4 dropperfuls a day of Super Male, I know, is what gave me the energy, the stamina to go over the next level. The detoxing of the Oxy powder and the X2 together, the synergy. Try it, folks. You've heard the rave reviews. And bottom line, you're funding the tip of the spear that's defending sovereignty, the family, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. InfoWarsLife.com. They get started today. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The LA Times reported 2 years ago when the FBI released their unified crime statistics very quietly that crime using guns had dropped 52% since 1992. And, of course, school mass shootings had actually dropped some as well, but it stayed relatively flat overall. That's why it then came out 2 weeks ago that the FBI was put under pressure to try to cook those numbers. And so those numbers are meant to make guns look bad and that gun crime actually dropped even more. Look it up for yourself. Headline, gun crime drops, but public thinks it's up. LA Times. That's just one example of many. And so that said, I'm not defending police. In fact, I'm trying to reform the police. And you don't do that by running around saying, kill the police, like the George Soros-funded groups that just want civil unrest in this country. I'm not going to play along with it. You're going to reform the police by explaining to them, most of them already know this, the globalist paradigm of giving them the training, the culture that will make them enemies of the people, giving them missions that will make them enemies, the fake drug war, going after folks for petty crimes like long grass in their yard, but letting, you know, big bankers go free and illegal aliens go free. They don't like it either on average. But then the bad cops get protected by the corruption, and then that comes out in the media demonizing the police in general. I've looked at the numbers. Actual police brutality and shootings are flat or down. You got twice as much, and we can pull these numbers up for listeners, just type in, more whites killed statistically than blacks by police. And for every 100 whites, more shot by cops than blacks statistically. You wouldn't think that watching the media. Now, some of them are justified, some of them aren't. We've had an Austin cop famously, you know, guy gets out of his car with a cell phone, white guy, no criminal record, middle-aged, cop shoots him, thinks it's a gun. That person shouldn't be a cop. They're so scared. Last time I heard, I think they fired that cop. The point, I know they were firing him last time I heard. I don't know if that's official yet. The point is that the world's not perfect. You're going to have shootings. You're going to have crazy pilots crashing planes. You're going to have bad cops. And no amount of reform from the top is going to fix it because the globalists don't want to fix anything. That's what I'm getting at here. South Carolina officer is charged with murder of Walter Scott. The guy pulls over the Mercedes, got a broken taillight, shoots the guy in the back. It's all on video from about 40 yards away. That can roll the video in the background for radio listeners, for TV viewers. And then he drops a taser right beside him and then claims the guy tried to take his taser away. That's premeditated cover-up. So you could say he did it out of fear or hysteria or whatever and get a manslaughter. Now it's got to be capital murder, folks. Because then he sets him up and tries to cover. I mean, that looks cold-blooded. Now he shoots him in the back and then thinks, oh, my God, what have I done? We just don't need a bunch of psychopaths or cowards. It's a mix as police. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, the guy runs away and you're too lazy to chase him. You just shoot him in the back or you don't just call another squad car or helicopter. This is crazy town. And there are some people even defending this cop, but he got caught trying to frame him. And I tell you, that's sick. But the bigger problem is the revenuers, like the home inspectors and the Agenda 21 people and the so-called pet police that will now grab your cat out of your backyard and charge you $500 to get it back or they kill the cat. There's an article on Infowars.com on that. And then even bigger is the DEA, admittedly, for 50-plus years, recording everything you do, basically tracking everything you do, and creating whole trees of who you call and who you associate with for their fake drug war. That's sick. So I'm against the drug war. I'm against the militarization of police, but I'm not going to play the game to complete their militarization to now have this civil war with the police. We'll be right back. But again, Big Brother caught up with this cop, didn't he? He didn't get away with.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The home of the Dr. Dahlia Show, GCN.
You're listening to the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates. Online at thelibertybeat.com. John Bush here with your Liberty Beat for Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. Gold is trading around $1,214, silver around $16.97, and Bitcoin is trading around $253. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from Central Texas Gun.